This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't think this quite rises to the level of being teed off, but it's more of a PSA. And I open the floor to everyone who's ever worked any sort of job to chime in. My PSA as a DJ, right? Part of the job is people come up and they request songs.
who requested this?
Okay, I'm just saying we play the song so infrequently.
I know.
That I felt like there was a moment to play it, and then you just.
But I'm not, it's more just I'm wondering. I'm pondering.
It's like lowercase p.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean.
So as a DJ, right? Part of it is
real hard on that song. I mean, it's fine. You can take the joy from me.
People come up and request songs when you're DJing, and that's part of it, right? It's always, every DJ talks about that. It's always annoying because you have a plan. You're a professional. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But part of it is you got to deal with people. That, and that's, I understand. Every job has an element that is not your favorite part. Like that, and that's fine. But lately, I've been getting more and more the people that come up, request a song, which is fine. And then they're like, yeah, man, so how does this work anyways?
How does what work?
The DJ stuff. Like, do something. Can you show me? How does it
work? They want you.
Yeah. In the middle of, as I'm, like, there's a, I'm at a bar. Like, I am at work. And they're like, so just, what are you doing? What's next? And it's just like,
I'm trying to figure out if I'm on your side or not. Because you might be being pretentious, but you might be right.
But show me how to do it. And it's like,
I'm not taking on
apprentices right now.
And also, like, I mean, how many beers deep are you? Like, this isn't the time. I mean, I would be happy to help somebody if they were genuinely interested, but some drunk guy, and it used to happen way more with women, and I would let it slide way more with women because they want to put the headphones on and take a picture, and it's just, it's way more of like a fun thing for them. But lately, the guys have been more like, no, but like, show me how. I want to do it.
Really?
And they genuinely expect you to go, like, step on up into the booth with
them. Yes, yeah.
Are you above them? Are you, like...
No, there's a step up to me, but you can just walk up to me, yeah. So, which is part of it.
So, it's not like a pharmacist. You're not as high up as a pharmacist.
No,
they are so high up. Why?
I think it's crazy. Maybe they don't want us to see them counting the pills. I don't know. Mm. I've always wondered, like, why do you have to be so far? If the subway guy can be on my level, why do you, like... He's putting together a BMT. That's way harder than you going 22 pills. Like, just like,
right.
He's grabbing a certain number of meats. Oh, don't put that one in there. They ordered a BMT, right?
Yeah. Like, and you'd think you'd want to keep a better eye on the pharmacist than the subway guy. The subway guy's like, if a piece of bacon gets in there. Okay.
You saw, okay. But like,
but the pharmacist is like, not that pill.
They just, it gives them this sense of power.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't think they should have. If you're that high over somebody, you're royalty.
Okay.
You're a rock star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're on a stage. Like, we've done Live at Fives where we're just at kind of a small bar, and like, we did one with I can't take you, Philip Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we didn't really have a stage. He was at eye level, and it just was kind of off-putting because it's just like, hey, he's singing a song, and you're not looking up at him. You're like looking at him. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't like this.
Yeah, it's a little.
Because you're way above me.
Mm-hmm. But you would never go to Philip Phillips and be like, so how's that guitar work anyways? Can you show me? you know, you'd be like, I'm doing
you're
something,
right. You're
you know?
Right. You're right.
And I just, I wonder, there's got to be other jobs where people like just don't
I'm trying
miss
to
the
picture
cue or whatever.
What it is,
like when you order your coffee or something, you're like, I'm just really interested. Like, what do you, what's the process, you know? And the people have to hate it.
Well, I think it depends, because I think with baristas, if they're doing art, like I want to watch that, but I'm not going to ask, can you teach me how to do that? It's just like, can I watch you make it?
Okay.
But I'm not going to ask questions.
You're not?
No.
Will you take a selfie with him?
So what do you want out of this? Do you want permission to slap him?
No,
like, what are you looking for?
I want other people to tell me this has happened to them at their job. And because also it's customer service, right? So you have to be polite. I'm not going to fight a guy. I'm not going to tell him to kick rocks. It's like, I'm trying to be nice to him. But also it's like, leave me alone, man. You requested your song. I'll play your song. I can't teach you how to DJ.
But is the answer
right
for you
now
to go, well, what do you do for a living? And they go, yeah, I'm a nuclear physicist. It's like, well, I'll be there on Monday and you show me how it works.
See, that feels pretentious. And then, I don't know.
No, it doesn't though. But it's like, and they're like, well, no, I couldn't do that. You have to have clearance and stuff. It's like, right. Step off. Picture me as a pharmacist.
Yeah.
I'm counting pills. I don't know that. I honestly, agree with you though. I do.
It's a different job because people look at DJs as like, that's not a real job. And it's like, it is. But there's just, even with us here, it's like, you guys just talk. I could do that.
Yeah.
Which right. You're not wrong.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.